Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. Have you ever endured sleepless nights? Lost your appetite through sadness? Felt lonely as a bird on the housetop? Then Psalm 102 will strike a responsive chord in your heart. After hearing A.J. Overton comment on its far-reaching promises, you will want to read this entire psalm for yourself. The unchanging God of hope says there is hope for Jerusalem. I introduce to you the author of our current series of Meditations on the Psalms, Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. Do we not feel sometimes that we become the victims of circumstances quite beyond our control? Do not our limitations in such instances bring us nearly to frustration? Our inadequacies plague us. In many cases, the loneliness overcomes us. Psalm 102 records the prayer of such an individual who was overwhelmed by the circumstances of suffering and oppression. He cried to the Lord for deliverance. Assurance and strength became the psalmist's portion. Now the eternal God remains the same today. There is always only one thing to do. We also may call upon God and experience His faithfulness. He will bring us into a better understanding of His promises. We will come to know His sufficient provision. Faith in Him will lift us not only above the circumstances, but it will bring us onto the path leading to the accomplishment of God's purpose for us. Much more, however, appears in Psalm 102 than these truths and comforts. The psalmist speaks prophetically of the future humiliation, exaltation, and glorification of God's special anointed one, the Messiah or Christ. Through this prophetic song, we behold once again Him who is the hope of Israel and the desire of nations. Psalm 102 divides into three stanzas. The first, verses 1 through 11, records the cry and complaint of the sufferer. The second, verses 12 through 22, contains the praise to the God of Israel in anticipation of His mercy to Zion. And the third, verses 23 through 28, contrasts the brevity of human life and its sufferings with the eternality of God and His unchanging purposes. These purposes find fulfillment in the one predicted to come. Stanza 1 reads in part as follows. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry for help come to Thee. Do not hide Thy face. Incline Thine ear to me. Answer me quickly. For my days have been consumed in smoke, my bones scorched like a hearth. My heart has been smitten like grass and withereth away. Indeed, I forget to eat my bread. My bones cling to my flesh. I resemble a pelican of the wilderness. I have become like an owl of the waste places. I have become like a lonely bird of a housetop. My enemies have reproached all day long. I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of Thine indignation and Thy wrath. For Thou hast lifted me up and cast me away. My days are as a lengthened shadow, and I wither away like grass. A more desperate picture of a man's plight who feels cursed and forsaken of God would be difficult to find. The affliction seems to be without reason. In graphic, poetic expression, the unpleasant circumstances pour forth in stark and overwhelming reality. The swift passing of his brief life, his acute malnutrition, extreme loneliness, heavy oppression and sorrow. The psalmist speaks in rich imagery. The brevity of his life is as smoke and grass. His loneliness is as the style of the pelican, owl, and sparrow. and his food and drink is as ashes and tears. The focus is on fast approaching death. Yet no bitterness or extreme accusations have been directed at God. Nevertheless, the psalmist's condition is that which beyond question requires divine intervention. Undoubtedly, many who also have come near to the end of their endurance have echoed these very words. The Spirit of God in Psalm 102, however, definitely reaches beyond the sufferings of the psalmist, Zion, and all ordinary men. It would be impossible to exhaust the meaning of this psalm of pathos and patience otherwise. It forms the vivid picture of the utter loneliness and suffering of the Messiah, God's anointed, as he moved among men hated, despised, and derided without a cause. The prophet Isaiah prophetically wrote his description. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Psalm 102 also indicates that in this great humiliation, he became the recipient of wrath not only from man, but also from God. Thine indignation and thy wrath, thou hast lifted me up and cast me away. As the Messiah approached on earth, his great work as our sin-bearer, the Epistle of Hebrews states concerning him, who in the days of his flesh offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him who was able to save from death and was heard. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. The second stanza of Psalm 102, verses 12 through 22, now records the consolation over God's anticipated mercy and help to both the psalmist and Zion. The turning point is marked by the words, "But thou, O Lord," we quote in part, "But thou, O Lord, dost abide forever in thy name to all generations. Thou wilt arise and have compassion on Zion, for the appointed time has come. So the nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute. This will be written for the generation to come. He looked down to hear, to set free those doomed to death, that men may tell of the name of the Lord in Zion." Stanza 2 anticipates the complete deliverance of the psalmist and Zion. The eternal and sovereign God will act in due time. The expression, "the appointed time has come," looks forward with certainty to that proper moment when God will restore Zion. The psalmist's personal griefs are transcended by this great assurance. The Messiah's coming is in clear view in the words, "when the people gather together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. Now they assemble to oppose him. Then they will gather to serve him." The third stanza, verses 23 through 28, brings Psalm 102 to its conclusion. The psalmist speaks as one fully aware of human frailty. His days are short and his strength small. He has, however, complete confidence in the everlasting God and his promise. After praying for the gift of the full measure of his days, the psalmist gives eloquent praise to the eternity and changelessness of God. He asserts, "Thy years are throughout all generations." The magnificent closing lines extol the great suffering Messiah as the great Creator-Redeemer. One of the titles in the Hebrew Scriptures of Messiah is given in the prophecy of Isaiah as the Father of Eternity. The Spirit of God applies in the Epistle of Hebrews the following closing lines of Psalm 102 to the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. "Of old thou didst found the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. Even they will perish, but thou dost endure. And all of them will wear out like a garment, like clothing thou wilt change them, and they will be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years will not come to an end." The suffering Messiah received these very assuring words. He would ascend back to the Father from whence he came. He would do so in resurrection and exaltation, not just as the Creator, but as the Redeemer, our kinsman Redeemer, enduring forever. The old creation would wax old and perish, but the new creation through him would endure forever. Now, would you like to be a part of this new creation? The final lines of Psalm 102 describe those who will trust him. The children of thy servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before thee. Would you trust him and be established before him? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
And now may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.